Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I have a few important notes before we continue with our story. Derailed is a fictional mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. In episode 8 of Derailed, Officer Ramos reveals that Emily Hadid is romantically obsessed with him, explaining why he's been avoiding her calls. A furious Detective Johnson gives the officer a serious warning about the implications of keeping important information from the police. The pair then travel to Fredericksburg in an attempt to track down Emily Hadid. Upon arriving at a cozy property rental in Fredericksburg, Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos learn from Emily's friend that Emily has mysteriously taken off, leaving her whereabouts unknown. Meanwhile, Jace Nolan and Astrid have a fun day out at Island of Adventure in Orlando, after which Jace admits that he's developing intimate feelings for his therapist. The episode ends on a bombshell, as one of the officers at Bend Police Station lets Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos know that two bodies have been taken from their graves at a cemetery in Star River. Sounds like the person behind all these crimes is frighteningly twisted. I'm just getting chills thinking about it. Let's hear how our story continues to unravel. Banbury, England, 1999.
I'm a Barbie girl, in a Barbie world. I'm fantastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Mommy? Mommy, it's getting dark outside. It's nearly time for dinner. Mommy? Mommy, can I have a new Barbie doll? Hello? I guess she's looking after Aaliyah again. That's okay. I have my shadow friends. Come on, shadow friends. Let me chase you. Let me chase you. Let me chase you. See? I'm not that lonely. It's okay. I'm not that lonely, Mommy.
September 2023, Bend Police Station.
Francesca Moretti and Judith Kendall. Females aged 32 and 37. Both bodies dragged out of their coffins on the same day, we believe.
And do we think this happened before or after Lena Hadid was murdered?
We've barely been able to put a specific timestamp on it yet. There's barely any security footage we can work with. But we definitely believe it was more or less around the same time. Man, this world is fucked up, man. What kind of sick freak does this shit?
Ramos, this entire investigation has taken a sinister turn. The locals of Star River are horrified, and the families of Miss Moretti and Mrs. Kendall, devastated. We still have no idea what these bodies were used for. It's honestly one of the most disturbing things I've heard in my 20-plus years of being in the force.
Tell me about it. We have the entire town on lockdown, with extra security for the locals, just for their peace of mind. We're keeping an eye on them, Dee. But you know what's interesting? Both of these bodies were burned just a couple weeks before they were supposedly dug up again.
Right. So they wouldn't have decomposed as much.
It can't be a coincidence that this happened so close to the time of the fire at Mazari. But I don't get it. We know for certain that the DNA left at the scene of the crime only belonged to Lena Hadid. And we confirmed that it matched the remains of the body we found. So where's the link?
We'll get to the bottom of it, Ramos. I'm going to find the person responsible for these heinous crimes, even if I have to claw them out of their pit with my bare teeth.
What do you think this means for Emily Hadid and Jace Nolan?
Oh, they're definitely still suspects. Jace Nolan is a loose cannon, and Emily Hadid is actively avoiding the cops. That's hardly putting her in a good light. We need to formally question Mr. Nolan while we still know where he is. There's too much working against him at this point.
Yeah, he's currently in Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg? What's he doing there? I thought he was in Orlando.
Looks like he got himself a cabin in the Smokies. The team just confirmed.
That's unusual. I thought he'd have followed us to Bend. He's followed this investigation everywhere else. Who's he renting with, do we know?
Antebellum's Cabin Rentals. But B, he is following this investigation.
What do you mean?
Emily Hadid. Well, Emily mentioned to me on a couple of occasions how Lena loved visiting the Smoky Mountains, and how she used to go there at least once a year.
Wait, why is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
Slipped my mind, okay? I just thought of it now because...
Ramos, this is a homicide investigation. We can't afford for things just to slip your mind. What else has Emily Hadid shared with you that you've conveniently forgotten?
Conveniently? Are you being serious? Are you going to keep throwing the same shit back in my face every time I open my mouth?
Okay, hey, I'm sorry. But you have to understand that it's hard for me to trust you in a way that I used to. So, Jace Nolan is in Gatlinburg. God, it's like he's always one step ahead of us.
He's definitely planning every move.
Let's make immediate plans to speak to him. And you said he has a therapist too, right? One he seems particularly close to?
Yes, a lady named Astrid. She's based in Miami, but both Jace and her were spotted in Orlando together at Island of Adventure, believe it or not.
That's a strange thing to do with your therapist.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be the strangest thing Jace Nolan's ever done.
True. Arrange for a conversation with this Astrid person before formally questioning Mr. Nolan. If she's his therapist, he'll have opened up to her about a number of things that might give us the answers we need.
I'm on it, D.
Thank you. And keep the team on top of our search for Emily Hadid. Even if we have to check with every seaside in the country, she's not getting away without explaining herself.
Copy that. And what about these bodies?
I don't know for certain yet, but I will tell you this. We have one suspect who has an unhealthy fixation for beautiful women. Francesca Baretti, Judith Kendall, and Lena Hadid were all beautiful women of roughly the same age bracket. Then another suspect, who comes from a family of doctors, and probably doesn't squirm at the sight of a dead body.
It's crazy, you know? Some people commit crimes out of desperation, some out of instinct, and some out of complete lack of mental control. But from the moment I first saw the remains of that tortured body in that wooded area, I've been convinced that the person responsible for all these crimes is a cold, heartless, sociopathic son of a bitch.
Gatlinburg. Jace has checked into a cabin rental in the Smokies.
Cabin on the rocks. Wow. They really weren't kidding on the website when they said it was beautiful here. Come on, Jace. You got this. Surrounded by the mountains. Man, this is like every writer's dream. You could smash a manuscript out from here. Right, got my notes, got my Mac, got my charger. Let's just get some juice in this thing and we'll be ready to go. Great, there's USB outlets all over the place. Or, wait, should I work from outside instead? Yeah, let me check out the port space. If the outdoors was good enough for Charles Dickens, then it sure as hell good enough for me. Fuck me. This is gorgeous. Antebellum's Cabin Rentals? You'll definitely be getting a 5-star review. Holy shit. Look at that mountain view. Hey, stranger.
Jace, I'm sorry I haven't checked in a few days. How are you?
I was beginning to think that I'd scared you away.
No, of course not. We haven't had a session booked in a while, and...
We've never needed a session to keep in touch before.
Right, for sure. But there's this conference in Bend coming up, and I've been busy preparing for that, and it's just been hectic lately. Anyway, how are you? Where are you? Sounds like you're outside.
I am indeed. The Smokies.
The Smokies? In Tennessee?
Yeah. God, Astrid, I wish you were here. You would love this. I'm in a cabin that's high up on a mountainside in Sevier County. And literally, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm looking at the most breathtaking Smoky Mountain views. The porch that I'm currently on is the perfect place for one of our sessions, actually. Have you ever been up here before?
Jace, didn't Lena Headey call the Smokies her special place or something in one of her blogs?
Yeah, I can totally see why.
Right, so is this more research?
I guess. I remember you said I should try writing about Lena. And what better place to do it from than one of her favorite places in the world? It's weird, you know. I can feel her spirit right here with me. Does that sound crazy?
No, it doesn't sound crazy at all. But what about the manuscripts you need to be working on for Nanine? Is that finished?
Fuck no. Nowhere near. Not even close. Nanine hasn't called me in days, actually.
Okay, you sound very relaxed about it.
Yep.
So is everything all right?
I don't get it. You're the one who's always telling me to relax more. So now that I'm relaxed, you're wondering if something is wrong?
No, it's not like that. It's just that I'm aware we haven't spoken in a few days, and I just want to make sure you're getting all the support you need.
And whose fault is that?
Sorry, what?
Whose fault is it that we haven't spoken in a few days?
I don't think this is about fault, Jace.
All right, I'm sorry. You see, I'm not a therapist. I don't always know the right words to use, which is a bit fucked up, actually, because I'm supposedly a best-selling, award-winning writer.
What's the matter?
So whose choice was it, Astrid? Whose choice was it for us to go without speaking for a few days? I'll give you a clue. It certainly wasn't mine.
Maybe I should call you back later. Go ahead and enjoy the mountains.
I've missed you, Astrid.
Jace.
No, I've missed you. Ugh, shit. And do you know what I've been thinking these last few days? What I've been torturing myself by thinking about? That. Why would a person come into your life to basically be your everything? Your peace, your joy, your sense of adventure, your ecstasy? Only to leave and take it all away from you.
I didn't leave.
But that's what it felt like for me. Astrid, I know you have other clients, and I know people open up to you all the time. But honestly, I don't give a fuck about that. You know me better than anyone else in the world. Do you know what it means to me? Do you understand the gravity of that?
I do. I do. And I appreciate you sharing with me and trusting in me. Really, I do. But no one person should be your everything. All this you're saying, your peace, your joy, your ecstasy, that's something you need to be creating for yourself. That's the true definition of contentment.
Right. So then, I need you to teach me these things. I need you to tell me when I'm behaving like a dick. I need you to let me know when I'm being a control freak. I need you to guide me back to a safe place every time I hear a fucking train.
In order for me to support you in the way that you desire, I need to know the full story, Jace. You stiffen up every time I bring it up, and it's never my intention to make you feel uncomfortable. But this fear of trains, and not even just that, but this nervous disposition you seem to have every time we speak of past love interests and relationships, like Sophie, for example. Where does it all come from? You never open up to me about it.
I can't.
Because until you're ready to share that with me, I'll struggle to support you to the best of my ability. And this isn't me forcing you in any way. But you understand where I'm coming from, right?
I do.
So, are you ready to share your story with me?
If it means that I get to keep you in my life in this capacity, if not more, then yes, a million times yes, I'll share my story, Astrid. And I can only hope to God that it doesn't change your opinion of me. Because I love you. I'm in love with you.
The next day, back in Bend.
Thank you for meeting with us, ma'am, especially on such short notice.
Oh, it's no problem at all. I'm in Bend for a conference anyway, and honestly, anything I can do to help. I can't imagine what Lena Hadid's family and friends must be going through.
Yes, thank you. Would you like a coffee?
I'll take a tea, if that's okay.
Of course, but I don't think the tea is going to be very good here.
Right. I'll take a cortado, then, please.
Just grab me any kind of juice they have, please, Ramos. Thank you. Ramos?
What? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just drifted off. Astrid, you look so familiar.
Let's go, please, Ramos. We already don't have enough time with the doctor.
Oh, just Astrid is fine. And Officer Ramos? I probably look like every other sleep-deprived therapist in a pair of heels.
Right. Sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. I'll get the drinks.
So, sleep-deprived? I can certainly relate to that. How many clients do you have?
4 regular clients. I try to keep that number small in the interest of my clients, of course, but also in the interest of myself. I know that sounds quite selfish, but doing the work that I do, it's a lot to carry, you know?
No, it doesn't sound selfish at all. My dad always taught me that you can't pour from an empty cup, so I understand where you're coming from.
Well, I'm sure it's no different for you. I mean, heading up a homicide department, that's definitely not for the faint-hearted.
Yes, ma'am, but somebody's got to do it.
Sure.
So, the 4 clients you have, would you say your working hours as a therapist are distributed among them all equally?
It depends. I prefer my clients to lead the process as much as they can. And their needs, desires, capacity to share, that definitely changes over time. So we'll often go through periods where they'll need regular communication, followed by periods where they need some time by themselves to sits with their feelings or reflects on what we've unpacked together.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, in the case of Jace Nolan, would you say he's going through this period of needing frequent interactions with you?
Yes, I believe so. Also because it's his first time ever receiving professional therapy.
Because, I mean, visiting a theme park with your therapist, that's not exactly conventional practice, is it? Do you do this with all your clients?
Absolutely. I don't believe therapy should be limited to just clinical conversations between 4 blank walls. If anything, that just becomes counterproductive over time. I've had clients open up to me during picnics, on short walks across the beach. My job is to help make them feel safe and comfortable, so we can get to the root of the problem they're working through. As long as we're not breaking any rules, of course. I do appreciate that it's unconventional, but I'm happy to discuss why it works.
So, cortado and an orange juice.
Thank you, Ramos.
No problem. So, what did I miss?
Oh, Doctor... Astrid was telling me about the practical exercises she initiates with her clients to help them feel comfortable and therefore open up.
Yeah, but what kind of conversation can you have at a theme park? You'd barely be able to hear each other speak through all the noise and screaming. Not to be disrespectful in any way, but am I missing something here?
No, I understand where you're coming from. So a lot of the work I do with Jace involves getting him out of his shell and letting go. Therapy's a lot more than just talking.
And what exactly is Jace Nolan letting go of?
I think only he can answer that question accurately, but from what I've seen and heard, a lot of hurt, trauma, shame.
Hmm. So we found that Jace has a history of fixating on women, ex-girlfriends, female friends, even women we've never met.
Like Lena Hadid.
Now, why would you mention her?
Because that's why we're here, isn't it?
Yes, but you mentioned her without even needing to think about it. Jace has obviously been speaking to you about her a lot.
He has indeed.
Don't you find that concerning, though? This was a young, beautiful woman who was attacked and set on fire. And we've yet to figure out by whom. Don't you ever find it strange that Jace was and is clearly obsessed with her? I mean, come on. He's traveled all over the country just to track down her family.
I found it to be concerning, yes. But also not surprising. This case with Lena Hadid has manifested as a number of different things for Jace. He's using the story as a creative crutch, which is common for writers who are going through dry spells. And from what I can see, there's a great sense of adoration for Lena Hadid. He almost sees her as a character in a film, you know? One he can truly relate to and take inspiration from. I think his pursuit of learning more about Lena Hadid and her past is actually a pursuit of learning more about himself.
Yeah, but this is not a movie. This is real life.
Yes, I understand that, but...
Okay, I think we're going off on a tangent here. Astrid, we have reason to believe that Jace Nolan's current state of mind is unstable, based on his recent behavior on what we've discovered about his past. As I'm sure you can understand, his obsession with this investigation is a huge red flag. Can you think of anything he shared with you that might indicate an involvement with Lena Hadid that perhaps we don't know about yet?
I mean, I can't say that he's mentioned anything that specifically indicates an involvement with Lena Hadid. While many of the conversations we've had have been about her, they usually followed up with Jace opening up about his own issues.
What kind of issues?
The writer's block, his fear of trains, his relationship with Sophie.
Right. Ramos, make note that we need to follow up with his friend, Sophie, too.
That would be a good idea. It sounds like they have a pretty toxic relationship, if you don't mind me saying. You'll probably get more answers from her.
So, how would you describe your relationship with Jace, Astrid?
I'd say it's a professional relationship of trust and respect.
Is that all?
Yes, Officer Ramos. That's all.
Okay, Astrid. Look, we appreciate your time, and we know you have an appointment you need to get to. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. We may need to have another conversation with you further down the line, so please expect us to keep in touch.
Of course, whatever you need. I truly hope you find the monster who's responsible for all this. It's just horrific.
We're trying our best, ma'am. Here's my card with the crime reference number. And please, if Jace Nolan shares anything with you that you believe might help us with this investigation, do get in touch. I trust you understand the importance of this.
I do, Detective. Officer, as I said, anything I can do to help. Bye for now.
Good day, ma'am.
Thank you, Astrid. Goodbye for now. So, what do you think?
She's definitely protective of him, but I think there's a lot to work with here. We'll need another conversation with her for sure. She seems to know Jace Nolan exceptionally well.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you? What do you think?
I can see why Jace feels comfortable opening up to her. I don't know. She's just so familiar.
Later in the same week, in Bend.
Afternoon again, Officer Ramos. Would you like to come in?
Good afternoon. No, thank you. I don't want to trouble you. I'm just here to collect Jace Nolan's notebook, as we discussed.
Oh, you're not troubling me. But yes, sure. 1 second. Here you go. As I'm sure you're aware, this is Jace's personal...
This is potential evidence.
Evidence? A bit bold, don't you think? You can't possibly think that Jace is behind all the horrific events in Star River.
As I said, ma'am, potential evidence. Anyway, we appreciate your time and cooperation. Please expect us to be in touch. I'll get out of your way now.
Officer Ramos. Wait, sorry. Sorry, let me just leave the door on the latch. I don't want to lock myself out.
It's a beautiful property.
Yes, I booked it with Arrived, which I believe is the same company that helped relocate the guests from Mazari Cabin Rentals. I remember seeing it on the news.
Yes, we worked with the owner, Jennifer, and her team. Not sure how we could have accommodated all those families at such short notice. Would have been a huge struggle without their assistance. So, is this unit attached to the main home?
Yes, it has everything I need. One spacious bedroom, lovely kitchenette, and 7 acres of land, giving me plenty of space and privacy. This outside seating area is practically like having a park to myself.
I've been fixated on that metal bear sculpture ever since I got here.
Yeah, that's pretty special. The waterfall and man-made creek is truly stunning too. It's different, you know? Great place for myself.
Certainly seems it. Glad to hear Arrived is looking after you.
Thank you. Anyway, Officer Ramos, what I wanted to say is that notebook, it's personal to Jace. I haven't told him that yourself and Detective Johnson have asked for it. But you see, he's my client, and he trusts me.
Astrid, we respect your professional responsibility to your clients, but we have a responsibility to the law. Can I trust you understand what significance this notebook may have to moving our case forward? As well as what it would mean for you if you fail to cooperate with us.
Yes, of course.
And that includes not sharing any part of this investigation with Jace. And continuing with him as normal.
Absolutely. Ugh, look, I want you to find out what happened to Lena Hadid just as much as the rest of the country does. And as I keep saying, I'll do whatever I can to help. But I can personally vouch for Jace Nolan. I know him. Sure, he's troubled and hurt, but that's why he took the initiative himself to seek therapy a few weeks ago. Though he is a good person, officer. A good person.
Troubled and hurt. Hurt people tend to hurt others, Astrid.
Not if they've been given the chance to heal.
Well, I hate to burst your happy-go-lucky bubble, but I think it takes a lot more than a few therapy sessions from a theme park and wherever else you all went to heal from years of deep-seated hurt. You know, even if any of what you're saying right now was feasible, ask yourself, does a so-called healed person trek across the country obsessively following an unresolved homicide investigation? You're a trained professional, aren't you? So you tell me, does that sound healthy to you?
Right, so you're obviously not a big believer in therapy then. Let me guess, you've spent all your life convincing yourself that you don't need it.
Ma'am, respectively, we appreciate your time and cooperation throughout this investigation. And like I said, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
It's just that I don't understand what you think you're going to find in that notebook. It's hardly going to be a confessions diary, is it?
It's interesting. You seem particularly keen on defending your client. Are you sure there isn't anything else you'd like to share with us?
I'm just worried about Jace. Someone's got to be. He's lonely and struggling.
And the fact he's struggling is our biggest concern at the moment. There's a sense of familiarity about you. It must be the therapist thing. You have all that innate empath energy, I guess. Hell, I don't know. But Jace must have shared many of his personal stories with you.
I answered all your questions at the coffee shop a few days ago. I addressed everything Detective Johnson brought up.
You did, and we're grateful for that. But me personally? I believe that your relationship with Jace Nolan probably goes beyond the usual therapist-client dynamic.
What exactly are you suggesting?
I'm simply wondering if you know more about Jace Nolan than you're letting on. However, you're clearly an intelligent woman, Astrid. I'm sure you're aware of the serious ramifications of deliberately keeping information from the police.
Reverse psychology. Interesting. You forget that I'm an expert at identifying the difference between what people say and what people actually mean.
I'm sorry, I beg your pardon?
Well, you speak about the ramifications of keeping information from the police as if you know them so well.
What exactly do you know?
Careful, officer. You're beginning to let your guard slip.
Astrid.
Jace Nolan is traumatized. He witnessed the love of his life get run over by a train less than a year ago. Imagine her rib cage torn apart, exposing a heart that was destined to beat just a couple of more times in that moment, and leaving Jace's heart permanently broken.
What?
He said he tried, desperately, to save her. But everything happened so fast, and now he continues to blame himself for her death.
What was her name? We examined Jace Nolan's past love interest with a fine-tooth comb. None of this came up.
I said she was the love of his life. I didn't say they were in a relationship.
Right. So he stalked her.
I didn't say that.
But what you have told me is that Jace Nolan was madly in love with another woman less than a year ago, and she too mysteriously died.
It isn't a mystery. She got hit by a train.
Astrid, I'd appreciate it if you keep yourself available over the next few days to discuss this in detail with Detective Johnson and I. Is that all right?
Sure.
And you have our numbers in case you happen to remember anything else, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good. I'll leave you to get on with your day now.
Right. Thank you, Officer Ramos.
That's fucked up. I gotta call D. What is it about this Astrid woman, though? Why does she seem so familiar?
Oh, shit. I wouldn't want to be in Jace Nolan's shoes right now. Sounds like he has a lot of explaining to do. Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali and written and directed by Neely Khan. The team would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode: Antebellum's Cabin Rentals, for cabins with stunning views of the Smokies, spread across Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, and Arrived Vacation Rentals, for the best stays in Kauai, Palm Springs, Hood River, Sun River, and Bend. Do please check out these awesome brands by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. Make sure you join us next week for episode 10, where some of our favorite characters will be returning for some more spine-chilling action.